The first thing we do when we do a training for evangelism is prayer. The first prayers that we do relate to those who we know who we're not sure where they stand in their relationship with God. So we use these prayer forms that essentially say, please pray for someone I care about who doesn't know Jesus. And it might be that we're not sure where they're at, and we want our peers, our friends, to be praying for this person. So that at the very beginning of when we get together, we're focused prayer and our thoughts are being focused on a particular person who we know, and then we're able to encourage one another, pray for one another, and give each other ideas. Like for me, I know I'll put the name of someone who I've been wanting to talk to, or maybe I have talked to, and I just feel like I don't know where to go with it. I'm kind of stuck. And I know Dallas has given me some helpful suggestions from particular people. So, Christine, how have you found this helpful as we get started in our prayers?
It's been really good for me because when you fill it out, you have to stop and think about somebody in your life that you know that is struggling with something, specifically their faith, and you don't think about them much, but when you're having to do this, you sit down and you write their name on a piece of paper, and suddenly you realize, oh, this person is really in need of my prayer, and I should have been praying for them all along, but you have this piece of paper, and you fill it out, and you see it in writing, and it just hits you how much you need to be praying for it, and you put this piece of paper in a bowl, and somebody else grabs it. And to know that that person is praying for your friend all week, like random times, all the time, is really, really encouraging. And it reminds me a whole lot of how much I can be praying all the time for this person. I don't need a piece of paper to be doing it, but it's a good way to remind you to do, that you need to be doing this. And I know that when I started doing this with Brad, that I started praying for people a whole lot more. And I started filling these out on my own and putting them in my purse and in my pocket and, like, a whole bunch of different people at once. And it just made me think a whole lot more of all the people in my life that I need to be encouraging and thinking about and lifting up to God. And, yeah, it's definitely helped me grow in praying for people and realizing their needs and constantly thinking about that.
And we do different things with these forms during the 48 hours, or if it's an extended period of training over multi-day. Sometimes we'll take them out of our pocket and give it to the person to our right, and they'll pray, and then they'll stick in their pocket, and then it'll be a reminder for them when they go in to, you know, just put their hand in their pocket. And then other times we will put them in a bowl, and people will come up and, during a devotion, pray out loud for the people. And then we're hearing others' prayers, and especially it's very impactful for me as I'm hearing someone pray for someone I really care about and knowing that the group has also joined that prayer silently. Dallas, I think you have a specific example.
Yeah, there was one time where we did the prayer cards, and I put the name of one of my friends on there, and I've been friends with him for about 3 years now, and he's deist, I believe. I witness to him all the time, always trying add Jesus or something about scripture into our conversations, but we really hadn't had any progress made in the past 3 years that I've known him. After we did the prayer cards and I wrote his name down on a piece of paper and I wrote down things that they need my prayers for and encouragement and lifting up to God, I just realized how little I'd been praying for him. And I talked to him about God all the time, but I didn't talk to God all the time about him. And so I really kind of turned that around in my own mind, and I started praying and praying and praying. And suddenly, we started making progress, and things started happening in his life that started making him think more about God. And he started telling me these stories about how he was actually starting to talk to other people about Bible and about church, and one time he went to church and he didn't hate it. And, you know, that might not sound like a lot of progress, but for someone who despises going to church every Sunday because his mom makes him, actually sitting in service and not despising the fact that you're there was a huge step for him. And we're continuing to make progress, and I really think that that was, the prayer cards were something that gave me a jumping off point, and just having that network of prayer going for a person is very powerful.
Yeah, and these prayer cards are available on our website at cpmin.net, C as in cross, P as in pollination, M short for ministry.net. So that's how we start. Prayer is a big part of the training in evangelism, and we do a lot of praying for one another throughout the weekend too, which has been quite significant for many of us, myself included. And that's how we begin. We begin in prayer.